And the washed stone doorstep of the Pheasant and Fox pub is dripping with soapy water. Beyond the huddled buildings, sheep are tiny white specks on hills that roll gently towards a purple horizon. It's a glorious view, and one that usually fills my heart with peace and joy. But this morning, I couldn't give a monkey's. Rushing along the high street, I check my watch for the umpteenth time and body swerve a mum who's pushing a sleeping baby in a pram. Poor woman. She could do with clambering into the pram and getting some kip herself if the lines of exhaustion etched across her face are anything to go by. Normally, I'd flash her a sympathetic smile because I can't help feeling sorry for new parents. My best friend, Sarah, insists she'll never be a mother because it sounds so awful. A never-ending round of sore nipples, broken sleep, and nappy brain. But right now, nothing must distract me from getting to work on time. My new boss starts today, so rocking up after 9 o'clock is not on. And I can hardly say, "Sorry I'm late, but Gramp is threatening to do a sponsored parachute jump for endangered butterflies." Even though he is, and I'm late because I spent 20 minutes trying to talk him out of it. The frazzled mum sinks onto a bench outside Honeyford Post Office as I wonder whether caring for a baby is harder than looking after a relative who's gone balmy since hitting the big 8-0. One minute, he was a normal 79-year-old bloke who spent his time watching reruns of Midsummer Murders. Then, at midnight on his birthday, he morphed into Bear Grylls. He's taken up jogging, very slowly, and joined Greenpeace to save the world from plastic bags. Last week, he went wild swimming in a local lake until the police brought him home in sopping wet underpants. So it's hardly surprising that I'm on tenterhooks, wondering what Gramp will get up to next. Though surely he wouldn't be allowed to skydive at his age. Would he? I hurry past the centuries-old market house, picturing hordes of octogenarians flinging themselves from planes at 12,000 feet. Oh no! Further along the high street, I spot that my new boss, Flora, has already pulled up the window blinds at Honeyford Bookshop. The leaded panes are sparkling, and two potential customers are checking out the window display. Breaking into an awkward half-walk, half-run, I pull out my phone and glance at the jiggling screen, in case my watch is fast. Nope, it's 8:59, which means I have exactly 60 seconds to leg it along the road and hurtle through the shop door. I wasn't planning on rushing into work on Flora's first day. In my head, I'd planned to be there, all calm and collected, before my new boss arrived. She'd walk in to find me rearranging the stock or welcoming her with a steaming cup of coffee, and she'd thank her lucky stars that Callie Fulbright was her new assistant. But I hadn't allowed for another of Gramp's madcap schemes throwing me off course. I'm about to shove my phone back into my pocket when I notice that Sarah's sent me a couple of texts. "Good luck, amiga. Hope your new boss isn't a total cow who works you to death," I read, stumbling slightly on the uneven pavement. And despite my new boss nerves, I have to giggle. I can always rely on Sarah to give it to me straight and make me laugh. The second text simply says, "Check out Sophie's Facebook," followed by a line of smiley-faced emojis with their tongues hanging out. That's intriguing. Checking out anything right now is unwise because I'm still in a mad rush and the shop door is in sight. But my old school friend Sophie's updates on her fabulous fashion job in Milan are hard to ignore. Her "woohoo, it's so brilliant in Bella Italia" posts give me a vicarious thrill, a taste of how life could have been if I'd taken a different path. Sophie's probably posted another selfie in a string bikini with some gorgeous Italian man drooling in the background. I've seen plenty of those already. But as I rush past the sweet shop with its jars of sugary, old-fashioned treats in the window, I open Facebook anyway and do a double take at the screen. Oh my! There's not one, but two gorgeous Italian men drooling in the background, and they're wearing teeny tiny swimming trunks that leave absolutely nothing to the imagination. I stop dead on the pavement and squint at the photo. That is absolutely obscene. As I'm staring at the screen, equally transfixed and horrified, I hear, "Hey, watch out!" as someone barrels into me from behind. The jolt knocks the phone from my hand and it skids face down across the pavement before dropping off the curb into the gutter.